With a look at Radio On The Go Sports 4 this Monday morning, I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting. Well, the third-rated Wartburg football team finished 10-0 overall this season and 8-0 in the American Rivers Conference, defeating Nebraska Wesleyan 45-0 Saturday afternoon. The Knights finished regular season undefeated for the second straight year and the seventh time in program history. Head coach Chris Winter earned his 300th win for his career with the Knights. Niall McLaughlin, the quarterback, was 19-22 with 181 yards and three scores. Mac Watts was the leader on defense with six tackles and a pick six. McLaughlin's 14th straight game with at least one passing touchdown dating back to last season. Wartburg has had at least one interception in nine of its 10 games this year. The Knights held the Prairie Wolves to 11 yards rushing on defense, the fourth shutout of the season by the Orange and Black. It's the 23rd regular season win for the Knights, 23rd straight win, that is, for the Knights, dating back to the 2019 season. Wartburg owns a 17-game conference winning streak, which is the second longest in school history. Next up, Wartburg has a bye this coming Saturday, returning to action then on November 18th, where they will play in the NCAA Division III playoffs. The game and location and opponent will be announced during the NCAA selection show coming up this coming Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Other college football from over the weekend, in case you missed it, it was Truman State doubling up Upper Iowa 14-7. The Iowa State Cyclones fell by a touchdown to Kansas 28-21. The Iowa Hawkeyes win on a go-ahead field goal at the end 10-7 at Northwestern in Wrigley Field. The Northern Iowa Panthers, as mentioned, a 50-6 winner over Western Illinois, and Drake continues to win. This one a low-scoring one, like the Hawkeyes game, but 10-3 win over the Bulldogs over Marist, that is, this past Saturday. A new-look Iowa State women's basketball team opens with a late-morning game today, this morning, in a few hours against Butler. The Cyclones have eight newcomers on their women's basketball team.
Good test on Monday. Butler's a good team. They're very well coached. They've added some really good pieces, so it's a really challenging opener, but I think our kids are excited about the opportunity.
That's ISU women's head coach Bill Fennelly. The game will be played in front of a large contingent of elementary school students this morning.
The uniqueness of the kid game is there's noise from start to finish, but there's no noise that really fits the way the flow of the game is. You know, they're cheering or screaming, or I mean, the highlight is probably whatever they put on the video board. I have two grandkids will be there. I know what that's about. So it's always fun.
The tip off at 11 a.m. this morning. You'll hear it right here on 104.9 KLMJ. 10:30 is pregame with the Iowa State University Cyclone Network and the start of basketball. And then tonight, a young Iowa State men's team opens the new season at home against Green Bay. The Cyclone guys have played in two straight NCAA tournaments under head coach T.J. Altzberger, and defense remains a focus.
This team has more length and size, so our expectation, our standards, that we do a better job, keeping the ball out of the paint when it gets into the paint, that we use that length, that athleticism, that physical play to finish plays, whether it's getting a block, jump walling at the rim, or getting a rebound. So from a defensive standpoint, I think a team that, you know, around the goal, we can be a lot more effective preventing people from scoring around the rim, certainly.
Sophomore guard Taman Lipsey calls this a young but talented squad.
I think there's a lot of new pieces to the team, and that brings excitement to the community and the fans. A lot of players they haven't seen, so just young guys, a good group that's going to work hard, and the fans are going to learn a lot really quick.
And the Phoenix of Green Bay, University of Green Bay, Wisconsin, there they were 3-29 a year ago. Tip-off at 7 p.m. tonight, 6:30 pregame on 104.9 KLMJ for Iowa State men's basketball. The third-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women open the season at home tonight against Fairleigh Dickinson. The Knights have an entire new lineup under first-year coach Stephanie Gately. Iowa coach Lisa Bluter says the Hawkeyes have already sold out the entire season in Carver Hawkeye Arena.
I keep seeing everywhere we're playing it's sold out. I mean, this is crazy. It's Northwestern, Rutgers, Maryland. Every place we seem to travel now, you know, people want to see Caitlin and our team play. And so I think it's something that we're going to have to get used to, but might as well get used to it at home.
Bluter does not want to taper the attention to the team that's getting after last season's run to the NCAA title game, but knows it's high expectations that come with their success.
You know, it's good for the university, it's good for the sport, it's good for our state. So I don't want to do that because I think it is something that you work hard to receive. But certainly, you know, with that brings more pressure. And that's what I want to taper down with our team, is not the attention, but the pressure that it does bring.
And again, that's Lisa Bluder, the coach of the Iowa Hawkeyes. Tip off 6:30 p.m. tonight for Iowa women against Fairleigh Dickinson. The Grundy Center football team, number one in 1A, took immediate control and advanced to the Unidome for the fifth straight season when it defeated number 10 Dyke New Hartford in the quarterfinal game Friday over on our sister station, 99 The Wave. The Spartans cashed in on the game's opening drive, capped off by a short touchdown by Justin Canock for a 7-0 lead. In the second quarter, Colin Gordon found Tiernan Vokes for a short touchdown pass, and Gordon added a touchdown run. They capitalized on an interception and fumble committed by the Wolverines on consecutive snaps and owned the time of possession in the first half, leading up to a 21-0 lead at break, and they would go on to the 40-0 victory. Head coach Travis Zajac says his Spartans performed at a high level throughout the entire game.
It was a really special night at Spartan Stadium for our kids, for our program. It's obviously a really big football game, rivalry game. We were right to go to the Dome, and our kids played lights-out football for pretty much the entire game. It's a phenomenal night for all parties involved here at Grundy Center, and gives us the opportunity to go back and compete in Dome for fifth consecutive season, which is quite an accomplishment in and of itself.
Dyke New Hartford coach Don Betts says his Wolverines couldn't recover from a poor start.
They came out, jumped on us right away. Things went sideways for us a little bit, and we were just never able to get the ship pointed in the right direction after that. And, you know, and you hate that for your kids, but sometimes those things happen in football. You see it at all levels of football. And when things go sideways and you can't get them back going the right direction, it makes for a long night, and I feel real bad for our team, especially our seniors, because last night really wasn't indicative of the kind of season that we've had. We played a really good football team, and they were on fire last night, and they took it to us. It's just unfortunate that it had to end, especially for our seniors, that way.
The Spartans are 11-0 and will take on Waterloo Columbus in the Class 1A semifinal coming up this Friday morning at the Unidome, 10 a.m. The Spartans won 21-14 when the two teams met in district play this year. Dyke New Hartford season ends at 7-4. And as we said, we have college basketball today, morning basketball, morning hoops with the ladies. Iowa State women against Butler at 11 a.m., 10:30 pregame. Iowa State men against Green Bay, 6 o'clock is the pregame, and 7 o'clock is the tip-off time. 6 o'clock again pregame on that correction from earlier. Also, tonight, other women's basketball, the Drake ladies hosting St. Thomas and Green Bay at Northern Iowa for the women's side, and Fairleigh Dickinson once again at Iowa for women's hoops on this Monday. You have a great day, everybody. Enjoy some nice weather out there. I'm Dwayne Karstens reporting.